So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the specific features of the tzitzis, which include the following components. Gidil, a braided section. Chulyos, links in the braid. And kesher, a knot in between each link. Rabba rules, kesher elyon d'oraisa. The knot at the end of the braid, where the rest of the threads hang freely, is required min ha-Torah, and it's not sufficient to wrap them tightly in such a way that they would stay together for a day or two. Rashi adds that this is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Rabba deduces this with the following reasoning. Why do we need a special drasha to teach us that it is permitted to use woolen tzitzis on a linen garment, even though this is shatnez, a forbidden mixture of materials? After all, if one passes a needle through woolen and linen clothes once, without tying a knot, he has not transgressed the prohibition of shatnez. If so, it is possible to insert woolen threads in a linen garment without tying a knot, and it would not be shatnez d'oraisa. Therefore, we must say that kesher elyon d'oraisa hilchos tzitzis requires a knot, and this makes it shatnez d'oraisa, and therefore the Torah must specifically permit it. The Gemara proceeds to qualify that which the Bnei Reb Chiya ruled earlier on Daf Lamed Ches. Gardume tcheles kesherin. If a garment originally had both white and tcheles threads, and the white or the tcheles tore off and left mere remnants, the tzitzis are kosher. The Gemara now adds, however, im nifsik hachud mi'ikare psula. If the thread tore off from the garment at the base, where it is connected to the garment, the tzitzis are invalid. The Gemara records two incidents where Rabbi Rav Yosef disagreed regarding the attribution of a ruling regarding tzitzis. Rabbi cited a ruling in the name of Rav. Chut shel kerech, oila min haminyan. The thread that is wrapped around the others to create the gedil, the braid, is counted among the eight required threads. However, Rav Yosef maintained, Shmuel amr b'loi Rav. Shmuel said this ruling, not Rav. Rabbi cited a ruling in the name of Shmuel. Tchele shekarech rubak shera. If the tzitzis were mostly braided, it is still valid, as Rashi explains, mitzvasa shlish gedil v'shnei shlishi anaf, v'asa shnei shlishi gedil v'shlish anaf. Ideally, one third of the threads should be braided, and the other two thirds should hang freely. However, if one braided two thirds and left only one third to hang freely, the tzitzis are valid. However, if Yosef maintained, Rav Amar B'lei Shmuel, Rav said this ruling, not Shmuel. The Gemara adds, afil lekarach ba'el cholya achas kshera. Even if the braid contains only one link, it is valid. However, ideally, only one third of the thread should be braided and two thirds should hang freely. And Rebbe explained, the minimum length of a link is when one thread is wrapped around the others three times. However, Brisa adds, one should make a minimum of seven links corresponding to the seven heavens, and one should make a maximum of 13 links corresponding to the seven heavens and the six gaps between them. Rashi explains, Al Shem Shatchil is Demel Yam, V'yam Demel Rikia, Midami Sidur L'Sidda Harikim. Just as the color of the Tchil is meant to remind us of the sea, which reminds us of the heaven and ultimately of Hashem, so too the number of threads should correspond to the number of the heavens. Ebraisa describes how to create the braid. Kishu Maskel Mask B'Lavan. One first encircles the other threads with a white thread because Hakanef Min Kanef. The Torah gives precedence to the white thread. He then encircles the threads with a tcheles thread, and kashu mesayim, mesayim b'lavan. He then completes the braid using the white thread, because ma'il makodesh v'loy meridin. Since the white thread has precedence, it must have some superior sanctity, and we always elevate the level of sanctity, but we do not lower it. The Gemara discusses tzitzis of a galima de kula tchelta, romile tchelta, v'gedila migdil. A garment which was completely dyed with tcheles, and it contained tcheles threads, and the threads were entirely braided. Rabbi Bochana commented, Yoi klima v'yoi tchelta. The garment and the tzitzis are befitting because ksiv gedil v'ksiv pesil, oi gedil, oi pesil. The pasuk refers to both, the braid and the free hanging threads, and either one is fine. However, Rav commented, Yoi klima v'lo yoi tchelta. The garment is befitting, but the tzitzis are not, because l'oilam pesil be'inam. Part of the threads must hang free. V'ahi gedilim l'minyonu huda'asa. The reference to the braid teaches us how many threads are required because gedil shnaim, gedil marba. Asay gedil upeslei mitaychei. A braid could refer to two threads. The plural expression doubles this number, and when we put them through the hole in the garment, we braid it partially and leave a section hanging. The Gemara now begins to discuss the material from which to make tzitzis. Chutei tzemer, poitrim mishal pishtan. One can use tzitzis made of white woolen threads on a linen garment. The Gemara inquires, shal pishtan ma'u sheyiftur bishal tzemer. Can one use linen threads on a woolen garment? Perhaps, semer bishal pishtim hu de pater, the kivin de tcheles patra, lavaname pater, ava pishtim bitsemer loy. Since one must use tcheles, which is wool, on a linen garment, he may also use white wool threads. However, perhaps one cannot use linen threads on a woolen garment. Or perhaps, given the chsiv loisil b'shat nitzemer pishtim yachtov, gedilim tasalucha, loishon nitzemer b'pishtim, but loishon nitzemer b'tzemer. Since the pasuk refers to both wool and linen, either one can be used for either type of garment. The Gemara responds by citing a ruling of Rabbi Yehuda. Chuti tzemer poitin mishal pishtim, b'shal pishtim poitin mishal tzemer. Woolen threads can be used on linen garments, and linen threads can be used on woolen garments. Furthermore, chuti tzemer pishtim poitin mishal mokum b'filah b'shirayin. Woolen and linen threads can be used on any garment, even on silk garments. The Gemara points out that Rav Nachman disagrees with this last point and rules Hashiroyin, Peturim and Tzitzis, silk garments are exempt from the mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Gemara challenges Rav Nachman's ruling from a Braisa. Hashiroyin, Va'kelech, Va'sarikin, Kulm Chayov Mitzitzis. Garments made of various types of silk are obligated in Tzitzis. The Gemara answers Midrabanan. They're only obligated in Tzitzis Midrabanan, and this is clear from the continuation of the Braisa. Hein Beminen Poitrin, Shaloi Beminen Einen Poitrin. Silk threads can be used for silk garments, but not for any other type of garment. Now, Iyamet b'shleima d'rabbanon hayne d'mifter b'minan. Eliyamet d'ayraisa tzemer pishtim hu d'pata. If they're only obligated in tzitzis m'drabbanon, then it is understood why silk threads can be used. However, if they are obligated in d'ayraisa, why can we use silk threads? The Torah only mentions woolen and linen threads. However, the Gemara rejects this proof by citing a ruling from Rava. Ksiv ha-kanof min kanof v'ksiv tzemer u'pishtim. One pasuk mentions wool and linen, implying that tzitzis must be made from one of these two materials, while another pasuk refers to threads that are of the same material as the garment, implying that any material can be used. Therefore, Rav explains that it depends. Tzemer pishtim poitrin bein b'minan bein shaloi b'minan. Shar minan b'minan poitrin shaloi b'minan in a poitrin. Wool and linen threads can be used with any garment made of any material, while threads of any other material can only be used with a garment made of the same material. However, Rav Nachman, who ruled that silk garments are not obligated in tzitzis m'dayraisa, rules according to the following braisa of the Beir Bishmal. Nemru begadim ha-teris tam. Upar lucha akasa ba'achad man tzemer pishtim. I've called tzemer pishtim. The Torah often mentions garments without specifying the material. However, since the Torah specified that the laws of nigi begadim apply only to garments of wool and linen, we infer that all garments mentioned in the Torah refer to garments of wool and linen. Therefore, garments of other materials are not obligated in tzitzis m'dayraisa. However, Abaye cites a conflicting ruling by Beir Bishmal. The pasuk says beged, a garment can have a nega, referring to beged tzemer, a woolen garment. However, the pasuk adds oy beged, and so we include tzemer gemalim, tzemer arnovim, benoitzis shalizim, v'hakelech, v'asirikin, v'asirayin, all of the materials as well. According to this version, garments made of any material are obligated in tzitzis midereis.